Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know, life can get pretty intense sometimes, right? It's easy to get caught up in the hustle, always pushing ourselves harder, aiming for perfection. But I gotta tell you, sometimes we forget about the most important person in our lives. Ourselves. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend. Ever felt like you were your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or just don't quite meet your own, often unrealistic, expectations, and that inner voice starts tearing you down? Well, guess what? It's time to hit the reset button on that negativity. Self-compassion isn't about being weak or making excuses. It's about recognizing that we're all human, we're all going to mess up sometimes, and that's okay. It's about giving ourselves the same grace and understanding we'd offer to someone we care about. Think about it. Would you berate a friend for having a bad day or making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to really tune into your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those critical voices start to creep in, acknowledge them but don't let them take over. Just observe them like clouds passing by. You wouldn't yell at a cloud, right? Treat your thoughts the same way, with gentle awareness. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Become aware of those negative thought patterns and start to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is just spouting outdated beliefs or distorted perceptions. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need to be perfect. We're all works in progress, and that's what makes life interesting. Celebrate your successes. Learn from your mistakes, and remember that it's okay to not have all the answers. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break to relax and recharge, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments can make a huge difference in how we feel about ourselves and our lives. Let me tell you a story. Picture this. Sarah is preparing for a big presentation at work. She's been working hard, practicing her speech, and she's excited to share her ideas. But then, just as she's about to go on stage, her mind starts racing. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not good enough? Those negative thoughts spiral out of control. She starts feeling anxious, her heart is pounding, and she can barely focus. Now, imagine Sarah taking a different approach. Instead of letting those doubts consume her, she takes a deep breath, reminds herself that she's prepared, and tells herself, "It's okay to be nervous, I'm human. Even if things don't go perfectly, I'll learn from the experience." She steps onto the stage with more confidence, knowing that she's doing her best and that's all that matters. See, self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with kindness and understanding. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Remember, you deserve to be treated with the same love, care, and respect that you offer others. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if it resonated with you. It really helps other people find the show. And most importantly, keep coming back for more daily doses of social confidence. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.